This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, June 5th, brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Talley. Well, commodity prices took a hit this week at the Board of Trade. July corn down 29 and a quarter. December corn down 29. July soybeans down 65 and a quarter. November soybeans down 52 and a half. Kansas City wheat in the July down 29. July Chicago wheat down 30 and a half. July Minneapolis was down 44 and a quarter. Monday's crop condition and crop progress reports weighed on futures all week. Corn and soybeans rated over two-thirds good to excellent, with planting progress at or above the five-year average. Soil moisture conditions continue to improve, better rainfall in the plains and in the Midwest. In world corn news, the situation continues bearish. Harvest pressure sitting on world values, with Argentina now over 40% harvested and Brazil just getting underway in terms of harvesting their safrinha crop. Both expected to be very strong crops. Argentina predicted to be a record and potentially north of 60 million metric tons. Traders have been watching closely for signs of Chinese demand, with no officially labeled purchases on the books as of the end of May. The White House still expects China to buy 25 million metric tons of U.S. soy. Despite the drop in prices, Brazil still offers a price discount to the U.S. with plenty of volume still available into the market. The still closed Strait of Hormuz not assisting prices or the overall commodity trade. The American job market continues to show surprising strength. Employers added 172,000 jobs in May, roughly double what forecasters expected. The unemployment rate remained at a low of 4.3%, the Labor Department reported this morning. Job growth down slightly last month from a revised 179,000 in April. In addition, the Labor Department revisions added a combined 93,000 jobs in March and April. Job growth averaged 188,000 a month from March through May, marking the best 3 months of hiring since 2024. The U.S. stock market had its worst day since October today, as a sell-off in big technology companies weighed down the broader market and a strong jobs report boosted expectations that the Fed Reserve will be forced to hike interest rates at some point this year. The S&P dropped 2.6%. That's its biggest one-day drop since October 10th, when the Trump administration threatened to impose a 100% tariff on imported goods from China. The losses helped to push the benchmark index to its first losing week out of the last 10. The Dow Industrial Average fell 1.4%, while the NASDAQ Composite slumped 4.2%. Tech stocks dragged the broader market lower. Companies that had powered the S&P 500 to a series of records over the past 2 months saw losses. A new study released this week identifies five areas where women in agriculture need support. The list includes time and caregiving, skills development, a financial future, overall well-being, and leadership development. The results of the study, based on a survey of nearly 4,400 women involved in agriculture, were revealed at the American Farm Bureau's ACE Summit, celebrating the International Year of the Woman Farmer. Stephanie Basie, one of the researchers in the study, said women in ag face challenges and barriers to their positions, but also in leadership, but they're doing it anyway. This is tough and I'm going to keep going because it's important to me and I care about it. The National Women in Agriculture study sought to determine how women in agriculture participate in leadership opportunities. The study found that leadership roles are among respondents began when they were in their 30s, but women advised others to start pursuing leadership positions before they're 25. 86% of those surveyed interested in leadership either now or in the future. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Chuck Nellie.